This is a trigger warning that the following podcast talks about eating disorders. If this affects you, please see the show notes for resources.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, beautiful eaters with Ali, and welcome back to another episode. Today's episode is going to be all about stepping out of your comfort zone. I'm pretty much here to excite you and inspire you to go and do it, because it's going to help you with your eating disorder, which is good enough on its own. But besides that, you can really use this for absolutely anything in your life that you're hoping to achieve. So, enough said, stepping out of your comfort zone can be challenging, but it is also something that shows your strength and helps you grow as a person. So we're going to be talking all about that today. We're going to be going over what stepping out of your comfort zone is and how it relates to eating disorders, of course, and about what is stopping you from stepping out of your comfort zone. What is stopping you? And then we're going to go over different benefits of stepping out of your comfort zone and then how to step out of your comfort zone. And just before we get into that, what am I proud of myself for this week? Great question. Thank you for asking. You will be pleased to know that I have been working on my sleeping habits. It's definitely not at 100% yet, but I'm trying to wake up earlier and at more similar times. And yes, it has been extremely challenging, but also I'm finding myself getting tired earlier, which is of course what is helping me getting into a better sleeping routine. There is still definitely a long way to go in terms of getting into a really, really healthy sleeping routine. However, I'm not giving up and I'm going to get myself there. And you know how I'm doing that? Yeah, I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. It feels uncomfortable waking up earlier than I would hope to, and it also makes me very tired. However, that's not unusual anyway, so what's the worst that can happen if I try something new and see if there are other better ways that is going to help me get into a better sleeping habit? So I'm trying new things, I'm trying to create a new routine for my sleep. It's not what I'm used to, but I know that my current routine of sleep is not helping me, so it's time to find a new routine, and that's what I'm doing now. So if you also struggle with getting a good quality sleep, and you haven't already listened to my podcast episode about all of this, then please go check it out and we can do this together. I am already seeing some improvements, but they're not coming without me pushing myself. And when that alarm clock goes off and I am contemplating my life about whether to get up or not, and I decide to push myself and get up, it is challenging. However, the more I keep applying these changes, the more I will see these results and the easier it will become. I'm trying to create and improve my routines, and you can too. And with all of that said, let's get into today's episode about stepping out of your comfort zone. So what is our comfort zone? The comfort zone is a psychological state in which the individual feels safe. It fulfills the need for certainty. It's when you know what to expect and how to react. It's when we feel we have some control over the situation. And therefore, when you leave your comfort zone, you no longer feel a sense of familiarity and the situation no longer feels controllable. So staying in your comfort zone can feel less stressful and you feel safe. It's because you're doing what you're familiar with. There's nothing new to expect. But it's important for us to find a balance between certainty and uncertainty. If we have too much certainty, we won't fulfill our need for growth and to also have new experiences. So then if we have too much uncertainty, this can lead to feelings of anxiety and also lack of productivity. So we are looking for a balance between certainty and uncertainty, and this can be found by stepping out of our comfort zone. So let's use my eating disorder as an example of something that I stepped out of my comfort zone for. And to recover, I was stepping out of my comfort zone, not just physically, but also mentally. Physically, I was stepping out of my comfort zone because I was no longer taking part of the eating disorder habits I had created. This, of course, included resisting from vomiting out all of the food after I ate, and also the binge eating. So physically, this was challenging enough, but on the mental side, I then had to resist all of the urges and eating disorder thoughts that were running through my head. I would be fighting my mind to not vomit and to not give in to all of the self-hating thoughts that my eating disorder was making me feel. I had to find different ways to calm my anxiety, not by giving in to the temporary relief that I would feel after I would vomit out the food. I was stepping out of my comfort zone because none of this felt safe to me. I was so used to relying on that temporary relief after I would binge eat and then be able to vomit it out and just feel that little bit of satisfaction knowing that that food came back out of me. That feeling is what made me feel safe, even though it only lasted for the tiniest bit. And then besides that, all else I would be doing would be putting myself down. However, that's what I was used to. That's all I had been doing for so long. So the thought of changing that routine around, and it scared me thinking that I wouldn't even have that little bit of relief taking out the food. It was all very frightening and scary, but I was damaging myself both physically and mentally. I needed to start looking after myself and treating myself with kindness and love, and I wasn't finding that in the comfort zone that I had created. So to get rid of that, what did I have to do? Yeah, that's right. I had to step out of my comfort zone. In other words, your eating disorder is your comfort zone. All of the habits that you have associated with your eating disorder are your current comfort zone, and these need to be changed. And to do that, there will be some stepping out of your comfort zone. Now we're going to quickly go over a few different ways that you can step out of your comfort zone in relation to food. So the first one is to try new foods. As simple as that sounds, it can be very difficult to apply. I'll have a whole episode soon dedicated to overcoming your fear foods. But in the meantime, if there is some sort of food that you're trying to step out of your comfort zone and start to eat or keep in or stop restricting yourself from, then I definitely say that a good starting way would be to try these foods in a safe environment. So whether you're with someone that you know supports you, you can either try to be with them or be somewhere in general that makes you feel safe. But also if you've experienced binging and purging, for example, try to avoid the places that made you feel comfortable or you were able to keep secret, the places where you would binge eat. The next point I was about to mention, I pretty much just mentioned in the previous point about having a good support system, which is my next point about having a good support system. So grab that accountability partner, grab that person that you trust, that you believe can be there to help support you, but of course not there to be your punching bag. So yes, stepping out of your comfort zone is very challenging, especially considering that when you're in your comfort zone, you're pretty much on this autopilot mode. Like, have you ever drove somewhere and the time has just absolutely flown by and you're like, oh my gosh, how did I get here? Whoa. And it's just because you know the route off by heart. And of course, you're still paying attention to all of the road rules, but you were on autopilot mode whilst you drove there. So it's like you magically teleported there. Wow. It's the same with comfort zones. You're so used to the same habit, doing the same thing, performing the same actions, feeling the same way, that it's like you're in an autopilot mode. So stepping out of your comfort zone can be challenging. However, it is beneficial. Let's get into why it's beneficial. So of course we have, it's going to help you become a stronger person. You may have been afraid of trying something that you're not used to doing or trying something completely new and out of the ordinary. However, once you actually face that challenge, you realize just how strong and capable you really are. You were able to do something that just a few moments ago you feared. You stepped up, you took a leap of faith, and you tried. You will be proud of yourself for facing something that used to be just a fear. You feared the unknown, you feared failing. Whatever it is that you feared, you have now faced. And it's okay if you don't do everything perfect. That's not the point. The point is that you've done something, you've given something a go that you once feared. And then from there, you're going to grow and realize just how capable you are. And you can keep on trying and improving and succeeding. And you wouldn't be able to grow or become stronger if you didn't first try. And to try, you had to step out of your comfort zone.
And another benefit of stepping out of your comfort zone is that it helps you gain self-confidence. Because you're becoming a stronger person and you're realizing just how capable you are at giving things a go, and then you keep practicing and giving things a go, your self-confidence will grow with this because you're starting to invest in yourself. You're being ambitious and you're just seeing how capable you are. You can achieve anything that you set your mind to. And as you start to realize that, your self-confidence will grow. Another benefit of stepping out of your comfort zone is that you have opportunities to meet new, like-minded people. You get to build new relationships. You'll get to know different types of people, some people that you may not have known prior because you're stepping out of your comfort zone. You're trying new things, you're experiencing new things, and therefore you'll be in different environments. And remember the quote that I'm always yapping on about, you are the average of the five people you spend your most time with. So, if you're stepping out of your comfort zone and opening yourself up to a new and a better world, well, that circle will also improve. So yippee! Another benefit of stepping out of your comfort zone is that you will become more creative. As you try new things, you'll be experimenting with different things, and you can find new hobbies and new skills. You'll be finding your own creativity. Like say, for example, you joined a pottery class to find new and healthy distractions rather than going and binging and purging, for example. You might just find out that you're actually a boss at pottery and you're really creative and who knows? If pottery competitions are a thing, maybe you could be in that in the future. And another benefit of stepping out of your comfort zone is that it will help you grow and develop as a person. And do you know why? Yep, it's because you're challenging yourself. You're learning new skills and you're learning new lessons. You're taking risks, regardless of the outcome, as long as you're stepping out of your comfort zone. And therefore, you are having growth experiences. So it's not about making mistakes. If you make them, who gives a flying fuck? The point is you are trying and you can only get better. With a mistake, just learn from it. We all make mistakes, but you can either grovel and put yourself down for making a mistake or you can learn from it and improve. There you go again, self-growth. Another benefit is that you're going to learn more about yourself. You're going to learn about what your passions are, what your strengths, your weaknesses are, your talents and your interests. And you're also going to learn your triggers, which is really helpful when you're trying to recover and you can learn what to work on or avoid in order to help you recover. Like for example, you can learn that a binge eating trigger of yours is if you have snacks in the house. You learn your trigger and then you don't have snacks in the house. Or if you're seeing if maybe it's having unhealthy snacks, you can try to buy healthy snacks and see how that goes. It's all about trial and error and you're not going to be able to find what works for you and what doesn't if you don't give things a go. Another benefit is that you're going to help yourself change your what-ifs into possibilities. So instead of going through life wondering, what if I tried this? What if I had just tried to recover? Well, if you step out of your comfort zone, those what-ifs could become your reality. If you stay in your comfort zone, most likely all of your what-ifs will remain what-ifs. And you don't want that. Another benefit is that you will increase your adaptability. If you regularly step out of your comfort zone and disrupt your comfort routine, it will help you deal better with change in any circumstance. So if something unexpected comes your way, you will be able to manage the situation. And therefore, you won't have to doubt that everything will be okay, because it will. And this is because when you stay in your comfort zone all the time, you're just having the same routine over and over again. But if you keep stepping out of your comfort zone and doing new and unexpected things, this will help you build your resilience and ability to problem solve as well. And just as another fun reason why stepping out of your comfort zone is beneficial is because you are most likely going to feel less bored. You're not feeling stuck in the same routine, doing the same boring things and feeling the same and thinking the same boring things and unhelpful things all the time because you are challenging yourself and experiencing something new. Wow. Now, hearing all of those benefits on its own should be enough to make you excited to step out of your comfort zone. But just in case it didn't, we're going to go over as to why you may be pulling back from taking that leap of faith and stepping out of your comfort zone. But before that, just to reaffirm you and get you excited, here are the benefits summarized of why you should step out of your comfort zone. Number one is because it will help you become a stronger person.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Number three is that you will build new relationships. Number four is that you will become more creative. Number five is that you will grow as a person. Number six is that you will learn more about your lovely self. Number seven is that you will learn how to deal with challenges. Number eight is that you will learn how to turn your what-ifs into your reality. Number nine is that you will increase your adaptability. And number 10 is that you will feel less bored. Isn't that great? So with all of these amazing benefits as to what can happen if you step out of your comfort zone, why is it that we hold back from stepping out of our comfort zone? What is making us stay in this shitty hole and not take a leap of faith? It is tempting to stay comfortable and safe in what you know. It's familiar. It may not be exciting, but it feels safe. You almost don't even need to be there because you're in this autopilot mode. But the longer you stay in what you're familiar with, the harder it will become to step out of it. And that is the reason that you are staying put in where you are, because you are not in motion or action. You're not learning. You're not building new skills. You're not engaging in any new experiences, and you're certainly not doing what scares you. So therefore, you're not facing your fears, and you're just existing. Which is of course great. I'm glad that you exist. Hi. But you're not challenging yourself, and you're not evolving as a person. You're not gaining, and you're not growing. Now, there's this concept called the comfort pool, and that is what is keeping us stuck in our comfort zones. It involves our mindset, fear, and a lack of action. So, first of all, with mindset. Without an inspired mindset, who is going to help you enforce these changes? It's just like how I've said with my eating disorder. When I didn't have any self-love, well, who was going to support me when my eating disorder was bringing me down? Who was going to support me when my eating disorder was telling me all this shit and I'm trying to recover and stop the binge and the purge? It certainly wasn't going to be myself, was it? So until I started growing that self-love and changing my mindset, there was nothing to bring fuel to my fire. And it's the same here. Mindset is crucial to step out of your comfort zone. You need to support yourself in order to adapt yourself. You need to be able to have goals and actually want to achieve them. I mean, it's always great to dream. Go ahead. But you need your mindset to push you to actually go, yeah, that's a dream that I actually want to achieve, and not just think, what if? What if I had that dream? You can get that dream if you go try. That's when the whole can't and won't mindset comes back as well. Are you not taking action because you can't or because you won't? And if the answer is because you won't, well, go and tell your mindset to go and wake up, because you need it and you guys need to work together.
So your mindset is helping you stay in your comfort zone because you're not feeling inspired and you're thinking too small because you were capable of achieving your goals. Start thinking big and start actioning those positive changes that you've been holding out on. And that starts with your mindset. So definitely go and check out my self-loving podcast episodes to grow this mindset. And of course, all of the tips in today's episode about stepping out of your comfort zone, that will help as well. So grow your self-love so that you're not having this put-down mindset that is just making you feel very unhappy and have such a lack of belief in yourself. Now, fear can also be holding you back from stepping out of your comfort zone. What is it? Is it the fear of the unknown, the fear of failure, the fear of criticism, the fear of abandonment, the fear of uncertainty? And yeah, what does all of these have in common? You're thinking with fear. You're worried about something that hasn't happened because you're worried about not knowing what will happen if you try something new. But I want you to keep in mind that change is constantly happening. As I like to say, if you're fearing about not knowing what will happen if you make these changes, well, are you even happy feeling the way you do right now? If you don't, then what can you lose? You could possibly find a better way of thinking, having a better mindset, and having a better life if you just try something that you're not familiar with. Unless you're a fortune teller, like a legit one, you probably don't even know what's happening anyways, every day. Anything could happen in any second, so if you're not happy with where you are now, the least you can do is try a different technique to have a better outcome. And you're not going to find that by doing the same thing over and over and over again that is not serving you. Take that leap of faith. And if you fear criticism from yourself, just keep in mind that mistakes is what's going to get you to your goal because you need to learn from something to be able to improve. And if you fear failure because you don't know exactly how to do something, well, keep in mind that if there is a will, then there is a way. So let's say you wanted to recover and you fear trying to recover because you don't know how to. And because you don't have a perfectly planned out way as to how you're going to recover, you think you're going to fail and therefore you don't try. No, decide that what is it that you want to do? Okay, I want to recover. Work on it from there. That is your starting point. So you discover the what. The what is that you want to recover. That is what you want to do. And then the how will come as you trial and error. So whether you've listened to some of my tips and you're actioning some of them, you don't have to overwhelm yourself and try everything all at once, but just start somewhere. Decide what seems appealing to you, something that you feel like is a great start, and try it, and then go from there. Then you can try something else. Just keep trying. You're not going to see changes until you try. So do not let the how overshadow the what. And another reason why you may have a pull for comfort rather than a pull for growth is because you haven't tried to action any of these changes. And this is because of your mindset and also having fear. Maybe you fear, quote unquote, failing again. Maybe you gave something a go and it didn't go 100% as you hoped it did. And now you think it's better just to not try rather than disappoint yourself. But that all depends on your mindset. It is definitely better to try, learn, and then improve rather than not try at all or try once and because it didn't go absolutely perfect, you don't ever want to try again. And I understand that part of your brain just probably wants to keep you safe. But sometimes we have to do what scares us to discover more about ourselves and to improve our life and our well-being. So let's take that leap of faith and step out of our comfort zone. Now let's go over how to step out of our comfort zone
and eat with Ali.
Number one is to accept your setbacks as a lesson, not as failure. So let's say you're trying to recover from your eating disorder and you tried to not vomit, but then you ended up vomiting. This is okay if you decide to take it as a learning experience and not to beat yourself up for it. If you find the trigger, you find the root of the cause and you can do better next time. You can only improve on something that you've acknowledged could have been done better. So do that. Accept a setback as something you can learn from and improve on, not as something to beat yourself up for. That will discourage, but we want to encourage. Look at your mistakes as proof of your progress. Tip number two is to record your progress. Don't just write down the good moments that you have, but also the moments where you realize that improvement could have been made. Write everything down and use these notes whenever you need to reflect, maybe find a pattern in your behavior or actions, and therefore it will help you find your triggers and also areas that you've improved on and also areas that you may need to focus on more. and get into the routine of actually writing down your progress. So then even one day you can reflect back and think, wow, look how just how far I've come and how far I will go. The next tip is to use soft and bold actions. For every 3 soft actions, make a bold action. So here's an example to think about in terms of the soft and bold actions. So for every 3 soft actions, you complete 1 bold action. All to do with something that you're trying to step out of your comfort zone with. So let's say we're talking about exercise. 3 soft actions could be buying gym clothes, joining a gym membership or a sports team, and assigning special time in your day to work out, whether you write it in your calendar or you just mentally note it. And then the hard action would be, therefore, going and attending that gym class or sports game or finishing a workout. And say you were trying to step out of your comfort zone and stop binging and purging, a soft action could be buying smaller plates. Another one could be getting rid of all of the tempting snacks in your house. And another soft action could be pre-portioning your meals. And then the hard action would be not vomiting your food up after the meal. And remember, yes, yes, we all have setbacks and that is okay. Just choose to learn from them rather than bring yourself down, because we're trying to support ourselves, not beat ourselves up and discourage us from ever trying anything again. The next tip is to spend time with people that also step out of their comfort zone. Be inspired and be inspiring. Hang around people that you feel inspired by, that you see step out of their comfort zone, that you see take risks to benefit themselves, and that you see support themselves. Take notes, start to emulate them, and become the average of the 5 stepping out of your comfort zone risk takers that you hang out with the most. The next tip is to consult with someone that has already stepped out of their comfort zone, similar to how you were trying to do, to get more information and to get some advice. You want to ask someone's advice that you know are excelling in this field. So ask someone that you trust and inspires you in this field, example recovering, and ask how they did it. You don't have to do it all exactly the same, but more knowledge is power. See what works for you, and once again, get inspired. The next tip is to get comfortable with the discomfort. Buckle up and settle in, because that discomfort will not go anywhere too soon if you are stepping out of your comfort zone. And that's okay. You know what that shows you? That shows you that progress is being made, because something is making you feel uncomfortable and uneasy. Because you're trying something new, you're experiencing something new, and therefore it is unfamiliar. But you know what the magical part is? Yes, it's that you can make it familiar the more you practice it, the more you stay consistent, and the more you get comfortable with the discomfort. Instead of being like, oh my gosh, this feeling feels weird, just think, hey, discomfort, I know why you're here. It's telling me that I'm on a good route to the life that I want to live, so thanks. And you tell that discomfort that you were thinking with love and not fear, so it's welcome to stick around, because it proves to you that you are making those changes to be rid and upgrade those unhelpful habits. And leading off this point, we have our next tip of keeping track of your comfort levels. So use your journal or whatever it is that is helping you track your progress. And whether you use a scale from 1 to 10, or maybe levels of moods that you have to circle at the end of the day, from discomfort to uneasy to normal to comfortable, whatever works for you, try to keep track of how comfortable you felt on each day or for each action that you've tried to take. Even after every soft and bold action that you do, you can write the same thing. How comfortable did it make you feel? Did it make you feel uncomfortable? Are you stepping out of your comfort zone? This is a great way for you to reflect on your mood and your actual feelings. You'll be able to look back and think what was the most challenging for you on an emotional side. The next tip is to write a pros and cons list for whatever it is that you're trying to step out of your comfort zone for. If you're trying to recover and stop binge eating, write a pros and cons list. Pros: improving mental and physical health, to stop feeling so isolated, to find self-love. These could all be pros. And maybe a con would be that you fear putting on weight. If you do fear this, go listen to episode 19 of my podcast, all about what to do if you fear gaining weight. Because I certainly did, and I share how I overcame that. Okay? And just a little sneak peek. For me, I realized that putting on weight was actually me getting healthier again. And we have to start prioritizing our health!
Anyways, so if you write a pros and cons list, you'll be able to reflect and realize just how many good things can come from you at least trying to step out of your comfort zone. This could even be one of your soft actions towards stepping out of your comfort zone. Writing a pros and cons list and be able to reflect and brainstorm on what possibilities are out there if you just take that leap of faith. And my next tip, you already know what it is. Yeah, that's right. It's to meditate. Have you started meditating? For the amount of times I brought it up, surely. Anyways, you're doing this to say all of your I am statements and why you are grateful for yourself and your surroundings. Also, let's say you're grateful for your life lessons. Don't just say you're grateful for your life lessons. The end. Say why you were grateful for those life lessons. What has it given you? What have you learned from these life lessons? Say it all. Give the what and the why. And you're giving your I am statements to build yourself up and bring yourself courage. Go meditate now. My next tip is all about let's say, for example, you've tried to action something to step out of your comfort zone, and for whatever reason, it hasn't gone through. You haven't ended up doing it. What I want you to do is do something else that you know discomforts you, even if it's on a lower scale of discomfort. And this discomfort has to be completely irrelevant to whatever discomfort you were originally working on. This is because any time that you do something that you wouldn't usually do, you are still training your brain to be more comfortable with taking risks. So this will overall help you be more willing to risk take. So it's okay if you had an off day and you didn't go ahead with what you originally planned to do. That's okay. Just do something else. Train your brain to be more familiar with risk taking. Help reinforce yourself that you are someone that is capable of taking risk and enduring those risks. The next tip is to focus on the fun. It doesn't all have to be so super serious. Learn to laugh and have a good time. You've made a mistake, be like, I made a mistake, but I couldn't have made that mistake if I didn't try. The point is, you're stepping out of your comfort zone. It's not all going to go super perfect, but that's okay. At least you are trying. Enjoy discovering fun things about yourself that maybe you were never aware of previously. Because you're doing something new and you're stepping out of your comfort zone. Sounds pretty good to me. My next tip is to have an accountability partner. Someone that you can open up to and share your experiences. And also, if you ever need that helping hand, maybe that extra bit of motivation or inspiration to keep on going, you can have support through this accountability partner. Once again, it's not for them to be your punching bag. However, having some external support can be very helpful. Especially if you've been listening to your eating disorder voice for so long, and only your eating disorder voice for so long, that you haven't even been familiar with other opinions. So especially maybe if you're having a bit of an anxious day and you're just thinking a bit irrationally, it will be very helpful to go to your accountability partner, whether it's your friend, a family member, a loved one, just someone that you trust. And you go to that person when you're feeling anxious and you look for a different opinion to yours. One that is more rational. And if you can identify when you're in an irrational headspace, that's awesome! You're becoming more aware of how you think and how you behave when you're in this mindset. You are changing those habits and you have someone kind to support you along the way, as I'm sure you'd do the same for them if roles were reversed. My next tip is to become very clear about what it is that you are trying to overcome. And a lot of it you'll realize comes back to fear. But get more specific than that. What is it that you fear? Are you fearing that weight gain? Are you fearing being judged by others? Are you fearing abandonment by your eating disorder? Are you fearing the unknown? And why is it that you fear all of these things? Get so deep. Get so deep that you know exactly what it is that you are leaving your comfort zone to be rid in your life, and why. And come back to this list whenever you need a reminder as to why you were stepping into that discomfort, and why you've decided that this area in your life needs to be changed, and why you're going to keep working hard, and why this way of thinking, or why this behavior that you take of, or this environment that you put yourself in, is no longer serving you and needs to be gone. My next tip is to be honest with yourself when you are trying to make excuses. I'll have a whole episode soon on excuses versus justified reasoning. However, for the meantime, I want you to be honest when you are trying to make an excuse. Really do it. Say them aloud to your accountability if you have to. Not just the excuse, but also that you accept that you are trying to make an excuse, what you are trying to excuse, and why that is. So let's say you missed your yoga class in the morning. Instead of saying, I didn't know where any of my gym clothes were, so therefore I couldn't go and exercise. No, that's an excuse. So no, don't say that. Identify that it was an excuse and then be honest as to why you tried to use this excuse. Were you fearing starting a new sport? Were you nervous about not being good at the sport? Or were you just simply feeling too lazy that morning?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Because in reality, you could have had your gym clothes ready the night before, and it wouldn't have been an issue at all in the morning. And fair enough, if for some reason you literally didn't think of that the night before. Okay, but now here, yeah, perfect. You've got something that you've learned from and you can fix that up next time. But if that was the case, it wouldn't have been an excuse in the first place. So just be really honest with yourself when you are making excuses. Because then you can confront what is truly bothering you and then be able to push forward next time. If you want to see changes, you have to be honest with yourself throughout the whole process. And no, we're not always going to have motivation 24/7. But we have to be honest with ourselves as to why we're feeling a lack of motivation or why we're trying to make up an excuse to not do something in the first place. And the last tip for today's episode is to be patient with yourself. We will always have setbacks. And if you're stepping out of your comfort zone, you are trying something new. This is a process. So even if you have a really great start and the first time you attempt something, you're like, wow, I did better than I expected. That is great. And you should feel proud of yourself for that. But if on the way you end up having a bit of a setback, that's not your time to be like, ah, it's beginner's luck. It's nothing more than that. When in reality, you gave something a go and you did a great job and that is something to be super proud of. And then when you feel like you're having a setback, just learn from it and cheer yourself on every step of the way. Cheer yourself on for the big wins and the small wins. And the small wins. So it's really important to be patient with yourself because changing habits is certainly difficult. You're changing what has been engraved in your brain, something that has been done so regularly that you can do it in autopilot mode, something that you fear getting out of because you feel comfortable in it. It's so familiar to you that you fear the unknown. You fear what would happen if you didn't have this in your life. And you fear trying to get rid of it because you are so used to it. So the fact that you are trying to step out of your comfort zone and change habits in your life in the first place is fucking awesome and something you should be proud of on its own. You are going to be part of that elite group of people that is going to change their what ifs into their reality. You are going to change your what ifs into your reality. That takes a strong and brave person, and you should be proud of that. I know that I'm certainly proud of you for that. So be patient with yourself. Celebrate both your small and big wins, and be there to support yourself when you are having a setback or you are feeling down or you're feeling discouraged. Lift yourself back up. You need to be your biggest supporter because you are the one actioning all of this shit. And you can do it, but you need to be your number one supporter. Because no one can action these changes except you. You are the one that is going to experience some discomfort. but you are also the one that is going to come out on the other side stronger, braver, and wiser than ever. So the choice is up to you. And I know that you are capable of being part of the elite, of changing those what ifs into your reality. And it starts by stepping out of your comfort zone. And to summarize all of the points as to how you can try to step out of your comfort zone, I will repeat it for you. Number one is to accept your setbacks as lessons. Number two is to record your progress. Number three is to apply soft and bold actions. Number four is to spend time with those that step out of their comfort zone. Number five is to get advice from people that have already stepped out of their comfort zone, similar to what you're trying to do now. Getting advice from someone that inspires you in a similar category. Number six is to get comfortable with the discomfort. This discomfort means that changes are being made. Number seven is to keep track of your comfort levels. Use whatever type of scale works best for you. An example was the 1 to 10 scale. Number eight is to create a pros and a cons list. Number nine is to meditate and give yourself I am statements and also what you are grateful for and why. You are building yourself up. Number 10 is to step out of your comfort zone in an unrelated area if your original plan to step out of your comfort zone in a different category didn't work out. Train your brain to become familiar with risk-taking. Number 11 is to laugh it off and focus on the fun. Number 12 is to have an accountability partner. Number 13 is to have a clear aim of the discomfort that you are trying to overcome. Number 14 is to honestly identify when you are making excuses. And number 15 is to have patience with yourself. Be your biggest supporter. Now, I'm sure you're just super excited to step out of your comfort zone as you see all the benefits and just how capable you are. And you want to become part of the elite, those that change their what-ifs to their reality. The changes that you want to see made will start by stepping out of your comfort zone. Step out of it! And I can't wait to hear all about it. Love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. And I can't wait to speak to you soon. Go chase your goals, go chase your dreams, and go get them! The power is within you. And while you're at it, what else are you going to do? Yep, that's right! You're going to Eat with Allie.